Well, good morning, Trailhead Church. I am so pumped to be here with you live. You know, I want to bring a message to you this morning that is very poignant, and it's called Worries and Cares. And the point of this message is obviously that many of you have started gathering some of these worries and cares, and I want to teach you what God tells us to do with them all. But before we get into that, let's receive the offering. As you have may already heard, we have a new Trailhead Church app, and I'm thrilled because it makes giving much easier. Just go to your app store, download the app, and then select the giving tab. We also have a new text to give number. All you got to do is text Trailhead to 888-364-4483, and then follow the prompts from there. Guys, you know what? You have been amazing. Generous givers to the 10th degree. It's been amazing watching you guys continue to give. And you know, through that generosity, we've been able to bless so many different people. We've teamed up with churches all across Alamance County, giving out meals. And we actually been receiving some feedback from some of the places that we've been able to help and just love on. And it has been tremendous. And it's all due to you guys and your generosity. So I encourage you to give. All right, what we're able to do has just been astounding. I'm really floored, to be honest. God has been so good, and I'm so thankful for your faithfulness. So let's receive the offering right now. I'm going to pray, and we'll get right into the message. So let's do that. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this time to give. Lord, I am so thankful. Lord, so blessed to call upon the name above all names. And God, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us and protecting us. And God, as your word has told us, God, as we give, God, you're just going to continue to pour out blessing after blessing and after blessing. God, we thank you for this. Lord, I thank you for our church members and, Lord, the generosity that they have shown. Lord, as we are able to be a funnel, Lord, to just continue to throw out more and more throughout our community, more giving, more blessing. God, I'm so blessed. God, I'm so thankful for you. We rejoice in knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we honor you here this morning with our offerings. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get right into this message called Worries and Cares. You know, we've been told that through this COVID-19 that we're going to start living a new normal. I got to tell you something. I understand what they're saying. There's going to be this new normal. But quite frankly, let's think about this. As a Christian, our normal has been God. Our relationship with God doesn't change. He is a God who does not change. He is omnipresent. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is my strong tower, my refuge. So he doesn't change. Therefore, maybe the circumstances around us do. Maybe how we function every day, in and out, that may change. But our God does not. And so therefore, his word is still true. So in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Right there. We're done. End of message. Let's just pray it out. You guys go have a fun time with Miss Christian, right? Now, let me go in a little bit more here. But it tells us, give our worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. How wonderful is that, right? That even though you have some cares and you have maybe this moment of you get a little bit of anxiety, whatever it is, God says he cares for you. He wants you to cast your cares and your worries to him. Because we need to do that right now. There's no hesitation in this. So everyone just stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath and say, God, I give it to you. God, I'm not going to worry. God, I'm not going to sit here and have anxiety and allow thoughts that are not your thoughts, but the world's thoughts. God, just give them away right now. And I say, in Jesus' name, take my thoughts. Man, I try to do this often. I've got some heavy thoughts right now in my own head. I'm just overwhelmed with so many different tasks and different things I've got to do and places I got to be and people I've got to call. Oh, God, take those cares and those worries away. You know, there's this great story in the Bible found in Judges chapter 7, and it's Gideon. What you may not know is that in the time of Gideon, there was a group called the Midianites. And the Midianites were not a nice group of people. And they were constantly, you know, fighting and coming against Gideon and the Jews. And Gideon was threshing wheat. But here's the unique part about the story. Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. Do you guys know that's not normal, actually? You have an open space for threshing wheat. But here's Gideon, he's actually hiding inside of a wine press threshing wheat. He's hiding from the Midianites. Can you imagine living in a time where you actually had to hide during work period? You were hiding doing your work so that you wouldn't get murdered or picked on or whatever the case may be. Well, here's good old Gideon, and he's hiding, and all of a sudden he hears his name, and God's calling him out. God's calling him out to come against the Midianites and to have a great army. Well, as many of you may know the story, and if you don't, then I would encourage you to study it out. It's found in the book of Judges. But here's Gideon, and he starts collecting soldiers. And then God begins to cut the soldiers down from large, vast numbers down to a wee little number of 300. We know the end of the story, so it makes it easy for us to go, wow, God's so awesome. He works with little things and does big stuff, right? Well, guys, I don't know about you, but I feel pretty little at times. And sometimes those worries and cares actually make me feel even smaller. And I believe that's why God says, cast those cares, cast those worries. God wants to show off with you. God wants to do something miraculous with you. So build your faith up right now. And as we read into Judges chapter 7, verse 16 through 21, I want to bring out three aspects of this story that I believe will create a little bit more boldness in your life right now. So here we go. In verse 16, he divided the 300 men into three groups and gave each man a ram's horn and a clay jar with a torch in it. Then he said to them, keep your eyes on me. When I come to the edge of the camp, do just as I do. As soon as I and those with me blow the ram's horns, blow your horns too, all around the entire camp, and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. It was just after midnight, after the changing of the guard, when Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the Midianite camp. Suddenly, they blew the ram's horns and broke their clay jars. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. They held the blazing torches in their left hands and the horns in their right hands. And they all shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. Each man stood at his position around the camp and watched as all the Midianites rushed around in a panic, shouting as they ran to escape. All right, so let's break this down. You know, we see three things that they did, right? We see a breaking, we see blazing torches, we see a shouting, we see all sorts of really cool aspects of the story. And I think this is actually very relevant to our current circumstances. And here's why. You know, the Midianites were a large group. I mean, they plagued Gideon for years and years and years. And finally, everyone was fed up. And God answered their prayer. God brought them together, a small army, to defeat the Midianites. And, you know, right now we see this COVID-19, we see this growing, and we also see it decreasing in some areas, but many of us are uncertain of the future. Well, I want us to get our trumpets in our right hands. I want to get us our blazing torches in our left. I want us to throw the clay pots down. I want us to begin to rejoice. Now, how do we put this into action? Well, I want to tell you what the trumpet's all about. So the trumpet in the right hand, this is our praise. This is our moment that we praise God, that we praise Him, we praise Him. So I want to tell you a funny story about trumpets. So I was in a passion play years ago. I was playing a devious type of role. I was Judas. But before the play, actually right at the very beginning of the play, I was to blow this ram's horn. So no one knew who I was. I was just kind of like a offset character in the beginning. But I had this giant ram's horn, and there was kind of dark in the auditorium, and I would go up and I would blow the trumpet three short blasts. Brr, brr, brr. You know, it was really cool. I had to practice getting your lips in this ram's horn. It was actually pretty difficult. And it was really long. It was a big, long one. So I practiced and I practiced. And every night before I went onto the stage, I would be outside of the church and I would blow and I would practice and I would practice and I would continue to do it. It was awesome. Every night coming out onto the stage doing it was super cool. Well, on the last night, we did this 5 nights in a row. On the very last night, I thought, I don't need to go outside and do this. I'm a pro, right? Sure enough, I come out on the stage and I'm ready. The lights go dark, you know, and I walk out there and I get the horn and I go, I couldn't even blow it. It was hilarious. You heard people laughing. The people around on the stage that were the actors, they were laughing. Everyone was losing it. I was humiliated. Here I was, thought I was a pro at doing this. But what I learned from that lesson is the same moment here with this trumpet. You cannot put down that trumpet for 1 second. You cannot lay it to the side and go, I'll just skip today. No. You got to pull up that trumpet and you got to blow that horn all the time. Every single moment you have, every chance you get, you praise God. This is something that we don't just put off to the side and let it collect dust. No. We praise Him morning, night, and noon. Guys, we are told throughout Psalms, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's do that, right? So right now, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him. I love that song, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. All right, everybody? No? Okay. Guys, this is important. We praise Him. Then now we see this clay jar. Here's what's significant about this clay jar. How many of you guys know the scripture that we are clay in the potter's hand? Well, that clay jar is a representation of us. It's our bodies. And when we are broken unto God, what we're saying is that we are releasing ourselves into the presence of God, into His hands, that we are broken to Him, allowing Him to take charge, that He is taking hold of us, and He is able to shine through us. You know, we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Guys, this is telling us right here. This is us. This is us, the clay jars. There's a treasure in that when we give way and allow God to take control, it's amazing. Guys, this is where we're at right now. Allow yourselves to be broken at the feet of God, to say that, God, You're in control, not me, but You. That You give way of your own thoughts of desires, but have God come in and allow Him to put those desires inside of you. Allow God to speak to you. So breaking those clays and giving a shout of victory. But now the next aspect of this is the torch. Hold up that torch in the left hand, keeping it high and keeping it up so that all can see. Because why? This is God's victory over the circumstance. That we don't put the torch away. I almost said candle. You guys remember that? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it. I loved that song growing up. Guys, that torch, we don't put it away. The devil's not gonna blow it out. No, right? So we hold that torch up in our left hands because God is victorious. We show the enemy that he cannot stand against us. Because in the darkest of night, that torch is bright. Guys, let that happen right now in your lives. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, this is my anthem right now, this chapter. I've spoke about it a few times with you all. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33, it says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. No worries, no cares. Cast those away so that you can be an open vessel for God to pour into what you need, what those things. You know, emotionally right now, some of you are on a roller coaster. Some of you guys are sitting here and you're feeling lonely. Allow God to enter the room. Allow God to fill those voids up, casting those worries and those cares, because He cares for you. He loves you so much. You know, our pain and our problems may seem overwhelming. And, you know, we may feel a little outnumbered, more outnumbered than Gideon did. I doubt that. But God's battle strategies are better than ours. He has something that you never thought was possible. You know, Gideon in that wine press, he probably never thought, God's strategy is for us to break clay pots, shout a little bit, blow a trumpet, and just hold up a torch, and the Midianites will flee. I'm sure in his head he was thinking, oh, we've got to fight this way, and we've got to do it that way. Many of us are thinking that this COVID-19's got to be attacked in one way or another. Hey, what if God's got a bigger plan? What if God's got a better way? This is where we need to sit in God's presence and hear what He has to say. So let's praise Him. You know, let's praise Him while we're walking in faith and allowing ourselves to be broken so that His power and light may be revealed within us. You know, with God, we have the victory. We know this. God's promises are very real, and we need to continue to blow our trumpets. We need to be steadfast in what He's told us to do. Guys, God's got this. I got a few more scriptures here I want to read. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Hey, you may not know Jesus this morning. I want to open up this invitation to you to know that He is freedom. He is true freedom. You know, you cannot know God like you know math or maybe how to cook. It's not an ingredient. It's not a bit of knowledge. But what it is that Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, he says, I want to know Christ. And that, in this context of his scriptures, Paul doesn't give us this idea that it's a bunch of math equations or it's a group of knowledge or a particular chapter in a book that you're going to have this aha moment. But what he actually says is that it's not an intellectual thing, it's an experientially moment. It's a coming to a presence with Him where you begin to know Him. You begin to understand His attributes of who He is. You know, the thing that stands the most in our ways to this intimacy with Him is sin. And that short route to intimacy with God is forgiveness of sins. Some of you think that I don't know who God is and I'll never know who God is. It's sin that divides us from Him. It keeps us from Him. So what's God do? Well, He forgives sins. He forgives sins because sin is the roadblock that stands in the way. So what's He do? He sends His Son to forgive us of these sins and to wash all of that away, to get rid of the roadblock, to remove that out of the way. Why does God pour out His Spirit onto our lives? Why does He do that? Because, I mean, I just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, is that the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. He pours that out onto us so that we can have freedom. But it's to show us the things of God. You know, remember how I started this message off with saying that there's going to be this new normal of COVID-19. You know, we shouldn't allow these moments to separate us from God's love, peace, faithfulness, ever-present, all-powerful. I mean, guys, the list continues to keep going. God's bigger than all of these things, all of these cares, these worries. He's bigger than all of this. You know, for some of us, you may be watching and you don't know who Jesus Christ is, and you've intellectually tried to explain God, or you've intellectually tried to search for Him. And with no avail, you sit there with doubt and unbelief. And this is that moment I encourage you to say, you know what? God, I want to experience You. I want to have a moment with You. And then God comes in the room and he begins to talk to you. And trust me, you know when God talks to you. And that's the invitation that I have for you this morning. If you want to know who Jesus is, if you want to live a life where there is freedom, that God forgives you of your sins and there's no separation from you and his son Jesus, then this is it. Just call upon the name of Jesus right where you're at. Say, here I am. God, forgive me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior in my life. And right now, God, I realize that you are Lord over my life, and I give my life to you. I break the clay jar. I'm broken before you. I cast my cares, my worries. God, I want to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you've prayed that prayer with me, I want to know about it. Will you please email us at cares@trailhead.church? We want to know what's going on. Listen, I may have just said that email wrong, but right now below me, it's right there. Email that. We want to know if you've prayed that prayer, and we want to come alongside you and continue to pray with you and continue to give you things you need. If you don't own a Bible, we'll ship you a Bible right now. We want to be here with you. You know, we're not a church that throws you in the deep end of the swimming pool and yells from the side, swim. We jump in there with you. We want to help you out. You know, remember that God himself said that he was a jealous God. And he said this in Exodus chapter 20. You know, I don't know about you, but when he says that he's a jealous God, that kind of, it basically surrounds anything and all things that keep us from him. So he's not very fond of this COVID-19 either. If your gaze, your thoughts are fixed on this, if your thoughts are fixed on your finances, if your thoughts are fixed on anything but him, he's a little jealous of that. He's not a little, he's a lot jealous of that. And I think it's important that we let go of these things, that we let go and allow God to move in our lives. So let's do that right now. If there is something that is hindering you, if there's something that's distracting you from the presence of God, cast it at his feet. So I'm gonna pray right now. And as I pray, release those things. And then we're gonna go right over into Miss Christian, and we have a great lesson prepared for our children. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I know I've been paying attention as well. I've had a blast with these kids' sermons, and they're super fun. So I would encourage you to stick around for those as well. But I wanna pray. I want to pray right now as we release our cares, our worries to him. So join with me right now. Here we go. Lord, we thank you. God, as you instructed us to cast our cares, our worries to you. Lord, we release those. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Lord, I thank you that it goes beyond a knowledge, but to an experience with you, a moment with you, Lord, to be in your presence. God, we long for that. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you fill the room up right now, where everyone's at. God, that you fill up the room, and Lord, we know who you are. And I thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that we could be forgiven. Lord, we honor that. Lord, we honor you this morning. God, I thank you that you have washed us, you've cleansed us. And Lord, in your presence, we are white as snow. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for the blessings and the protection that you continue to bestow upon all of us. And God, I thank you, Lord, for this privilege that we have to be in your presence. God, we thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, stick around. Here's Miss Christian.